I'm Bruce Gellerman in Boston.
I'm Laura Kanoy in Concord.
It's Here and Now.
It's Wednesday, time for our weekly look at the world of food. And today we sample a Chinese New Year's tradition. This Saturday marks the beginning of the Year of the Dragon, 4698 on the ancient Chinese calendar, when families sweep their houses clean of evil spirits in preparation for a grand feast. Here and Now's adventure food correspondent Scott Haas takes us inside this culinary tradition with Li Peng, a Chinese scholar and cook well-versed in the cuisine of her homeland.
I don't know about you, but I got so sick of all the fuss and the festivities around the year 2000 celebration that, you know, the Y2K, the terrorism, the big party that didn't happen, the big party that you were supposed to have, that I said to myself, I really got to participate in a different culture. So I'm here at Ming Supermarket in Chinatown with a Chinese scholar, and she's going to pick out some first-rate Chinese items. We're going to go back to her place. She's going to cook a traditional Chinese New Year's meal. And I'm going to have the kind of New Year's I wished I'd had. Hi, Li Peng.
Hi, Scott.
Li Peng, I can't thank you enough for taking us to Ming's like this. What's your favorite part of the New Year's?
My favorite part is the New Year's feast that we cook a lot of dishes and get together and eat them and talk and celebrate Chinese New Year.
Well, let's get some food for it. What do you say?
Yeah. Meat, pork, we need eggs, and the chicken. I need to get some bean sprouts.
Uh-huh.
It's a very important symbolism. The bean sprouts look like a kind of jade object we call Ru Yi. So in New Year's time, to eat this means lucky.
Oh.
For New Year.
And what's that?
And this is a bamboo shoot.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a fresh one. Wow.
Yeah.
And what do you do with that? How do you?
You peel it off and slice it and mix it with other vegetables and make a very, very good stir-fry dish.
Have you ever seen this place? Have you ever been to a place more crowded? This is pretty wild.
Well, it's just like the right kind of Chinese market. Every market should be like this.
Why is that?
Very crowded.
Crowded.
If I go to a market that's like less crowded, I worry I've been to the wrong place.
Right. Now, I see we've got chives, we've got bamboo shoot, we've got baby bok choy. Where are we headed with this? What's the main dish going to be? Is there going to be a centerpiece dish?
The centerpiece is going to be a fish.
Is there a particular kind of fish we have to buy?
No, the most important thing is to get the high quality freshwater fish. It's best if we can get a fish that's alive.
Well, we can go to the tanks over there.
Okay, let's go look at the tanks. Looks like
the
most they have for a variety is catfish.
Right.
These are good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You want to do this? You're going to... All right, so I'm handing you a net. And what do you have to do? You have to catch the fish?
Right.
I can do it if you don't want to do it. Of course I can catch it.
Sure.
All right, let me try to catch it. I'm dipping the net in. They're pretty passive, huh? Well, how about that big one in the front here? This one,
yeah.
This guy here. Well, there we go. He's looking right at me. He's saying, I feel funny doing this. How do you feel?
I feel happy. We're getting very good fish.
I feel happy too then. All right, I'm gonna try to understand that. Boy, they are beautiful fish, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Now what do we do with them? Do we just ask them to die? Do they die naturally? Or does someone have to kill them for us?
People to kill them for us, clean them up.
Okay.
But back in China, I would do it myself.
You would do it yourself. How would you kill a fish in China?
You just kill a fish.
No, but I mean, how do you, like clubbing it, or?
Clubbing the head and then cut it open.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we got the fish, Li Peng.
Well, at a great price. Look at this.
Wow, $7.48 for two gorgeous catfish? Unbelievable.
Yes. Okay, we're done.
Well, I hope we're done because there's absolutely no room in this cart. Now what do we do?
We go home and prepare
fabulous
Chinese New Year's dinner.
Well, let's go. Let's do it. Well, we're back in the kitchen of your home now, and we've got all the ingredients here. Let's take some of the stuff out of the bag. What do you say? What have we got here?
We have spinach for the soup. Here, fresh ginger roots. That's a very important ingredient for cooking fish and meat. Mm-hmm. Oh, fish is over there.
Alas, poor catfish. I knew him well. And what's the name for the fish dish?
豆瓣鱼.
And yu refers to fish?
Fish, uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a beautiful sound. That's almost onomatopoeic. It almost sounds like the way a fish would move through water.
And it's symbolically very important for the new year because yu in Chinese, the same sound also has a character for surplus.
So by having this dish, you're sort of saying...
Wishing the new year well-doing, prosperous, happy year.
Let's work on the fish dish together. What can I do? I'm going to be your sous chef, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to give you the hardest job then.
Of course.
Wash the fish.
Uh-huh.
Wash off the slimy stuff.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I want the bigger one here. Oh my God. Well, this is a slut. Boy, this is a big slut. It's a beautiful looking fish, though, I have to say. Ow. I just got stabbed by the fish. I bet you there's some toxin in that fin. I'm sure there's toxin in that fin. That's what happens when you belittle the fish being bludgeoned.
I'm going to put some soy sauce on it and let it sit for like 20 minutes to half an hour.
Okay. That's it for now, I mean.
We're going to slice up fresh ginger roots and the green onion. I'll just wash the ginger root a little bit. And
you don't peel it?
You don't need to peel it. And it's very tender anyway. And the pork, sliced pork here.
Yep.
Thank you.
And the pork sirloin. Now, that's part of the fish dish too, huh?
Yeah. I guess everybody has a special way to cook their fish. I'd like for a new year, I like a special way to do it. That is to cook a fish, but to have actually a little bit sliced the pork, stir fried up, and put it on top of it as a dressing. Dip the fish in oil and fry one side first and then skillfully turn it over to fry the other side.
Skillfully is the word, isn't it? Because you don't tear the skin, you mean?
Right.
Okay. You're swirling the oil in the frying pan now. Are you going to drop some water in it? Yikes. Man, that oil is flying about half foot up in the air. Okay, here's the fish. Wow, so it's being fried in all the whole length of the side there.
You see it's turning golden brown?
It is. So there's not a lot of oil in there, only about a cup. Man, I'm getting splattered here. All right, this is the skillful part. I'm gonna hold this for you.
Okay.
Wasn't torn at all, was it?
I'm so happy that I turned it and without making it falling apart.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say this fish is having a bad day.
I thought he's having a glorious day.
Yeah. All right.
How many times do you think a fish can end up at a Chinese New Year's?
That's true. It's the guest of honor.
Yeah, being the centerpiece.
That's right. Well.
Okay, I'm going to throw out some of the oil.
Okay, you've drained almost all the oil out of the pan. Now what are you going to do?
I'm going to put some water in the...
So this is the classic Chinese thing where you fry it and then you steam it, essentially.
Yes.
So you get that terrific crispy texture.
Uh-huh.
But then you have... It's going to be cooked all the way through. Oh, that's wonderful. That's the marinade you're pouring over it.
Right. And we're going to put some bean paste in the sauce. Let it just boil for a while.
Can I take a whiff of this? Can I smell this before you?
Yeah, you can do that.
Wow, does that smell great? It clears the sinuses. It's filled with red pepper, isn't it? Wow.
It's a little bit, yeah. So we just need a tiny bit.
Definitely a lot of red pepper in that. Okay.
Oh, wow.
No, it's worth it. And then now the scallions and the ginger that we cut up before.
Okay, we're there.
We're done?
The fish is done.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. And now the only thing we have to do is, eat it, right? Now, here's some chopsticks.
You dip in the sauce and want to try that?
Sure. Wow, that's great. It's sweet, it's salty, and you're tasting freshness in the skin.
That doesn't taste really spicy, right?
No, it tastes perfect. It tastes the way the fish is supposed to taste. It's really delicious.
Well, it's really not that complicated, and I'm really flattered that you say so much, you know, these wonderful words about it. And in China, we always say, 做得不好吃,请马马虎虎多吃点. And that means, I really didn't cook it very well, but please bear with it and eat some more.
An extraordinarily modest culture you come from. This is delicious. I think you should quit your day job and open a restaurant. This is wonderful. Are you going to have some too?
Yes.
I know this is only one small part of the New Year's dinner that you're planning, but I wanted to thank you for taking the time to go shopping with us and to prepare. This is really wonderful. It's a real, real treat.
No, you're welcome.
Scott Haas celebrated the Chinese New Year with Li Peng, a Chinese scholar and amateur chef living in Cambridge. The recipe for Li Peng's catfish with pork is available on our website at here-now.org.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston with assistance from New Hampshire Public Radio, Maine Public Broadcasting, and WRNI Rhode Island.
Our production team includes Andrea Shea, Jennifer Gorin, Kathy McLaughlin, April Peavy, and Brad Fritz.